Chapter 4, Drafting by Any Means Necessary. Or, they have free Wi-Fi at the Krispy Kreme. The first thing you should know is that we are withholding his last name. Because the second thing you should know is that everything here is very, very real. Dan, you see, is a repo man. A repo man who works nights. A repo man who works nights who wants to keep his repo man job. Hence, the first name only. The story starts one random night in August of 2011. My fantasy league was drafting at 9 p.m. during my shift, Dan tells me, which meant I was going to be drafting live from the repo truck. Not an ideal situation, but I figured I could make it work. My partner knew I'd be drafting, so we agreed to go after a car we'd been trying to find for weeks, but had never seen. We called it the Loch Ness Monster. Obviously, we wouldn't see it tonight either, and I could draft in peace and quiet. Of course, if that's what had happened, this story wouldn't be in the book now, would it? My draft is ready to begin, and the freaking car shows up. My partner decides to hook it, but we get seen, and the owners jump in the car, refusing to get out. Now I'm in a pickle, as my draft is starting, we've got a car hooked up, and we have an irate woman and her husband trying to get us to put the car down. Yeah, that's a situation that's hard to mock for. Dan continues. So I go back to the truck and start my draft. What else was I supposed to do? The husband comes to the truck to try to convince me to put the car down. But then, he sees that I've got your rankings up on my computer, and that I'm about to draft. Draft Vicky says, I agree with Barry. He's going to have a huge year. I take that as a sign and pull the trigger on Vic at 8. Yeah, sorry about that. So the wife sees the husband involved with our draft, and she's still sitting in the car, but now she's really pissed. She decides to try a different tactic to get us to put the car down. She calls the cops. The draft continues. The cops show up and demand to know what's going on. My partner explains the situation. Yeah, I'm trying to repo the car. That woman is trying to drive it off the flatbed, and my partner's trying to draft his football team. The cop, doing his civic duty, demands that I tell him round and scoring system, then proceeds to tell me my pick of Vic was a mistake.